Talk about Scarlett and what you expect from him with plays in the game.
Right. A guy that we targeted last year in free agency, watched him play. He was a defensive lineman. He played four technique. He transferred from Cal to Stanford. He played in their 3-4 system, watched him. And what you do is you try to watch these guys and how they play with their hands, what their pad level looks like, what their body, their balance looks like, and their body control inside. And you look at the body type, and he doesn't have the body type to play D-line, and so you watch his workout, and he had lost some weight, and he moved around pretty well. So you have a vision for him, and it was, hey, we had John Simon. We thought he could be a guy that was similar to John Simon, physical, good with his hands, smart player, can handle a lot. So we recruited him, and we targeted him in free agency, and we were lucky enough to get him. And, we try to keep developing him, and he plays a bunch of different spots for us.
Is Hogan throw well on the run like Smith, not as well as Smith, or is he just really good runner?
No, I mean, I think that any of these guys that are mobile, they obviously cause problems out of the pocket. And if you come out of coverage and leave guys open, yeah, then they become a little bit more accurate. If you're able to stay tight in coverage and then get somebody to come and force him maybe to throw off balance or with somebody in his face, then he's maybe not as accurate. But I think that any of these guys that are out of the pocket, they become accurate when there's open space, there's free windows, you're not matching a guy in coverage or you don't have anybody at least – pulling them up.
Mike, in terms of consistency, what do you think it's going to take for the defense to kind of each week play the level you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I think that consistency, we talk to these guys every week about staying humble and staying consistent. I mean, that's the National Football League is, don't be so high one week and so low the next, and that there's a process, and you got to go out and you got to show them the good plays, you got to coach the bad ones, and then you go from there. But consistent is just about the guys knowing what to do, playing fast and aggressive, and not worrying about being perfect, worrying about playing fast and as a unit and together.
Mike, what's your message when you lose two significant starters like you did going forward?
I mean, those guys were a big part of our football team, and they're still part of our football team, but this is what the National Football League is. There's guys that get given opportunities. There'll be guys that'll step up, and you'll be like, man, I didn't know that guy was there, or I didn't know that guy could do that. And that's the great thing about this league. And you can look around a lot of years. That when guys get their opportunity, they make the most of it. And next thing you know, they got an 8-10-year career. And so we've talked about that at length, about the guys that are stepping up. They're expected to go in there and play well. That's why they're here.
Mike, you guys have added a couple guys here in the last few days in Houston and Langford. Can you address how difficult it is to bring a guy in and get him acclimated so quickly, get him ready for Sunday, and what those guys specifically bring to the table?
Yeah, two veteran guys that have played in this league, that have made plays in this league, that have been on teams that have won games in this league. And so it's a challenge, but that's why that we're coaches, and that's what they pay us to do, is get these guys ready to go in there and play at some capacity and help us out on Sunday. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're trying to do with practice and the meetings and giving them a certain package, and maybe it's not the whole thing if and when they play, but enough that we can go out and play with them.
Is it easier, or was it the strategy to go after veteran guys in this particular instance, losing obviously two veterans in JJ and Whitney, that it makes it easier to plug in as opposed to teach to maybe a first-year player or even a rookie off a practice squad?
Certainly that's on Rick's side of things with the basically with the talent, and the player player acquisition. There you go. But you look at the guys that you have, right, the guys that we're developing on a practice squad, do we feel like they're good enough, or are they at the point now where they can go out there and play? I think you look there. I think that's the process. Then you see who's available at this point in time in the league. And then, we're working guys out. I think you guys see that, the release, and we're working guys out to see who – is there, who's available, what guys look like, see who still maybe is in shape or who could play football. And then you kind of make that process, and they sign the guys on Tuesday, and then we figure out what happens after that. And then we just coach the guys that come in.
I mean, it's a defense coordinator with the adjustment of the team scoring a lot more weren't scoring fast. How much was that an adjustment for you all as a defense? Because it was a little bit different before where you were in lower scoring games and things like that.
I mean, our job is to stop them. You know, I mean, our job is to play well on first and second down, get off the field on third down. I mean, that doesn't change. I mean, they could score as fast as they want. That would be amazing. We just have to play a little better in situations and, you know, and hold them when they do. You know, there was a sudden change the other night. I think we held them to a field goal, which is good. That's a field goal attempt. And then there's times where, you know, we got to be better in the red zone, you know. So they can score as fast as they want, and we'll go out there. We got to play defense and, you know, just get off the field on third down.
Mike, how much does it help that you played for so many years, you've watched players coming in and out of where you were midstream during the season, saw how they had to get acclimated on the fly? Does that help you help players in this situation get acclimated?
Well, I mean, you just try to tell these guys, like, hey, we've signed guys before. I've seen guys get opportunities. They've gone out there and they've taken advantage of their opportunities, whatever it may be. You know, if these are guys, veterans that are on the street, you know, this may be their last go-around. This may be their last chance to get signed with a team and play a couple more years. And then same thing goes with the young guys. This may be their chance that, you know, they've been working for. Everybody's got to be ready to play. We tell that to everybody in the room, whether it's a practice squad guy or a guy that we just signed. We got to know what to do, and we got to be ready to go out and play on Sunday.
It makes sense that Clowney's going to get more attention with J.J. and Whitney out. What's the challenge for you as the play, as the caller, to try to do things to offset what's coming for him?
Yeah, I think that we have to be careful at times of – doing too much. You know, right now it's about getting back to being physical, playing fundamentals, you know, playing hard, all those types of things that, you know, we still do things with JD. It's just how much do the guys around them that may be new, how much are they able to, you know, process? So we'll take that into account today. We'll see what this looks like on third down as far as practicing and preparation, and then we'll see, you know, all the different spots that we could put JD in.
You guys finished number one last year in defense without JJ for most of the season. Does that give you confidence that you can do it again this year?
You know, everybody says that that every year is a new year. You know, every team is going to look different. Every season is different. So I don't even think that we could even draw any comparison to what happened last year as it relates to this situation. We're going to play with 11 guys, hopefully, on every snap. And they'll know what to do. And we'll go from there.
Help offset the loss.
You're gonna let him get away with that, Allie? You said last question.
The loss.
Oh, here we go. Scheming.
Scheming help you offset the loss of those two guys.
Well, I mean, I think you got to just be sound in whatever you're doing. Always got to be sound. So I think there's a balance between scheme and just going and playing the game. You know, guys going and making plays, calling a call, and guys executing the call, somebody whipping somebody and making a play. So I think there's a fine line. There's a good balance. I think you want to have some things that you think will help you scheme-wise, but then ultimately, you know, you got to beat the guy in front of you. You got to cover him. You got to whip him and make a play.
Mike,